So, yeah, I don't think any other channel, podcast, website, person, whatever you want to call it, is going to give you all this information about the 3D code and tie it back to the Bible. It's just not, I've looked, I just can't find it. People have some stuff, even the gurus, they don't, you know, they get to the, they understand the now, but they don't understand the now is in Christ at the cross, you know. Some people get to the now, and they get to they see past the Plato game, you know. They see past the Plato game, you know. But you know, most people, all they care about is eating and drinking and making babies, you know. That's all they care about. They don't care about truth. Image, outward show, good job. I'm gonna have the best job. Instead of a job they like, they want some kind of image, you know. I would rather work a job that I like, even if nobody noticed anything. I do have some people every now and then say, "Oh man, you really take care of this. You do a good job, you know." I got this me creature just stopping traffic because he wanted to make a U-turn. It's all about me. So what I'm showing you on my channel, my videos, my audio, what I'm showing you is it's not about you, and it never has been. The flesh mind is in time. The flesh mind is selfish. The flesh mind is all about me, me. And the flesh mind is always coming up with acme tools to try to get over. They want to get somebody before they get God, you know. Get over in somebody before they get God. The worldly wisdom is anti-spirit, right? It's anti-Christ. The worldly wisdom is anti-Christ. God is a spirit. No flesh and blood shall inherit the kingdom of God. No flesh or blood shall inherit the kingdom of God. You're going to get a new body. Just like you get a new body, the earth's going to get a new body. The whole universe is going to be renovated. It's going to continue because the Bible says world without end, but everything's going to be renovated just like your body's going to be renovated. You're still going to exist, but in a new body. And you know it's a light body like the angels. You know it's a light body. All the imagery tells you that. When you see the codes, you can see past time, and you can see past this 3D game that we're in. And it's not a game in a bad way. It's a game in a good way, red versus blue, because you're being turned back into the image of Christ till Christ be birthed in you. It's a birthing process. So anyway, the red versus blue is telling you every football game, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, it's a Turing machine. It's a face-off. And what happens when in hockey they do a face-off? The puck bounces out. The referee, goes back to knowledge. The referee, drops the puck, and the two players face off, and they hit the puck, and it pops out. The baby pops out. The cognition pops out. Just like two football players hit each other and the football looks like a 153 symbol and it pops out. Looks like the vagina symbol and it pops out and there's a baby birth. Face to face, face off until Christ be birthed in you. And if Christ, even if you're not being saved, you're still growing because of the iron sharpened the iron face to face. Hopefully you're growing, whoever you are. You're not really going to grow much if you don't run to Jesus, you know. So, long story short, what am I saying? The truth's always been here. It's right in front of us. But we need God's Word. We need the Holy Spirit to rightly divide it. Just like I was thinking about just a minute ago. I was thinking nobody really knows you because they're looking at you from their perspective, from their reference point, from their filter. And so from their filter, they only see and observe according to... So your parent, especially if you grow a lot spiritually, your parents don't even know you. Your wife, your parents, nobody really knows you unless they can get... I think really to know a person, you'd have to live with them for 20 years, 30 years, start to think alike. The way to know somebody is they have to become one in their mind, in their will, in their soul. And that's really only going to happen in heaven. When we see him, we'll be like him. So down here in earth, and you don't really want to be the same person as somebody else because you need that ricochet or that face-to-face iron sharpener to grow, you know. But the husband and wife are approaching oneness, that's for sure. The body of Christ is approaching oneness with sound doctrine, the doctrines of Christ. So the body of Christ is approaching oneness. You can know a person pretty good by the Spirit. But you're approaching it. You haven't seen it yet. You haven't been, it hasn't happened yet, but you're approaching it. You're one faith, one Lord, one baptism, yeah, in the Spirit. But I'm talking about really understanding the other person's perspective to the T, you know.